This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Leaders from across the world are criticizing the haphazard global response to a microscopic virus that unleashed economic havoc and took nearly 1 million lives in its march across the globe. Kazakhstan's president has called it a critical collapse of global cooperation. The coronavirus pandemic and its consequences topped the list of concerns on the second day of pre-recorded speeches by world leaders Wednesday at the World's General Assembly's first virtual high-level meeting. Countries large and small spoke about struggling to deal with its impact without international coordination, pleas for the world to work together to combat the scourge and other global problems have taken the forefront. During a news conference Wednesday evening, U.S. President Donald Trump said he may overrule the Food and Drug Administration on COVID-19 vaccine approval, claiming if they don't authorize the vaccine, politics might be the reason. Meanwhile, earlier in the day, the head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said science will guide our decisions as the agency decides whether to give full or emergency authorization to a coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Stephen Hahn was speaking to the U.S. Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. Hahn said the decisions will be made by career FDA scientists and pledged the approval process will be transparent and independent. The United States is moving forward with a plan to manufacture doses of some of the vaccine candidates currently undergoing trials. This is so doses can be made available to the public quickly if and when they are, in fact, approved. This is VOA News.